I really think that they should have the bailout because I feel that with the way the economy is today and the people are losing their homes, that some relief should be given to the American public. However, if they don't come out with this, if they don't allow it, more people are going to be into trouble.
It might be a good decision just to hold off a little bit and get into the specs of exactly what's going where, how it's going to be allocated, or how it's going to be dispersed and things of that nature.
I think it's a shame. I think they should have modified the existing bailout program that the president put forth so that it does help the smaller people, but that they should have passed one, and they should have done it last week.
Are you at all worried about the situation right now?
Yes, I'm worried about it. I'm worried about it for our country. All right. You know, if our financial markets don't exist, then our country can't exist.
I think it's a shame that they're messing up the whole economy. You know, Wall Street needs to get, everybody needs to get it together. We headed to our next Great Depression. I don't think it's right. They spending all of our money and taking more of our money. We're barely making. That's why nobody's spending money out in the store, because they taking so much money of our tax. They need to give us our full gross of what we make, and we will spend more money.
They got to do something about it. So regardless of anything, they got to pass a bill that's going to stabilize the economy again.
I don't think we should really bail out the investment branches, except maybe doing a guarantee on mutual funds if you've already had them in between the last, between 2003 and 2008. I would guarantee those that are liquid in cash. But I wouldn't support the investment banks.
So it sounds like you're probably not too unhappy about the bill yesterday, that particular bill not going through.
No, that particular bill, I think, was a travesty. All it's doing is pushing up people who have already, for lack of a better word, they've already robbed us. They've gone away with it. They've retired. They've left their companies. And all we're going to do is prop up a situation again where the current CEOs are going to get these golden parachutes. We're propping up these houses that knew they were doing bad business, that securitized these bad businesses, that sold them as security instruments for a lot of retirements, state, financial, school districts. Why should we reward them for the bad behavior? They should go out of business.
Yes, I don't think we should reward Wall Street by bailing them out, especially the CAOs who've been getting golden parachutes when they do leave a company. I believe there was one that I read about that was only in office for a few days or weeks and got several million dollars. I think that there should be some alternative. They should put in safeguards first before we give them a dime.
I'm just stunned about the whole thing, you know. Just hope that it don't hurt everybody, you know.
Right.
The citizens, because the poor, low working people, the middle class people, this is what I'm talking about. It hurts everybody, you
right.
know. And I don't think it's fair for the low, anybody to have to bail them out when they don't know what they are doing and have done.